Today with Amazon Business, Shannon Stuckey of Walburn Woodworking helped her team buy 63 circular saws.
Okay, Andy, take it easy.
Now she uses her time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying.
At Overstock, we think everyone deserves a home that makes the season bright. That's why we've got great deals and free shipping on the gifts, furniture, and decor you need to create the holiday home of your dreams. Overstock, making dream homes come true.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Spooky time, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not just talking about Halloween, folks. It's spooky everywhere out there. You travel around the streets of these United States, crime is everywhere, but the only crime the biased press seems to give a damn about is the crime happening to Democrats, and crime that they can advance their right-wing violence narrative through. They don't give a damn about much crime that impacts us and is detrimental to their Democrats gaining elected office or maintaining elected office. So I think that's kind of poopy of them to do. We've got scary gas prices out there. We've got scary shortages, not only of baby formula, but of fuel. You guys have heard about the diesel shortage out there. There's lots of scariness on the southern border. Mayor Eric Adams, his assistant of the left-wing sanctuary city of New York, saying, yeah, these illegal aliens that are being sent up from Texas, they're starting to overwhelm us here.
So the Republicans were like, here are 11,000 people we don't want to deal with.
I think what Abbott was doing has proven effective. It's flooded our system. And frankly, I don't know how much Biden is going to appreciate having a mayor be like, hey, you owe Blue Cities money because of this migrant crisis. Eventually, it's going to make Biden look bad, which we're a month out from the midterm. It's a very perilous situation for him. And I don't know that Eric Adams is, capable enough to navigate it.
That's right. Democrats are not capable of handling the issues that they create for the rest of us, because, frankly, folks, the Democrats are used to passing things on to us that they themselves never have to deal with. One of those is that the blowback from the crime. They can't handle the blowback from the lawless border. They can't handle the blowback when the crime visits their town, like what happened to, allegedly, Paul Pelosi, the husband of the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. And I got on Newsmax when I heard this. I said, well, there you go. The Democrats have lost control over much of everything in this country. And the crime situation is no different. So here we have Nancy Pelosi's husband at 2 o'clock in the morning, not getting a home invasion, but cops responding to a welfare check. And I'm starting to say, well, wait a minute. If this was a break-in, wouldn't the alarm have gone off? No. Who was the one who tipped off the police that there was something amiss? We're told it was a 911 call from Paul Pelosi, who was allowed by his assailant to adjourn to a bathroom to make the call. And we're hearing that the assailant, a nudist and a hemp jewelry maker, a resident of Berkeley, California, who the press is saying was MAGA, which doesn't pass the smell test at all. We're told he was discovered in his underwear at Paul Pelosi's home. I'm not sure what to make of all of this, but I can tell you that whatever happened at Paul Pelosi's home, at Nancy Pelosi's residence, was a crime. I can tell you that crimes were committed. Because Paul Pelosi had to undergo surgery for a cracked skull that he got hit in the head with his own hammer, according to reports. Now, look, I don't know what happened. I am imagining the truth will come out sooner or later. But what I can tell you is it was all criminal activity, and it was all something that our people are having to deal with day in and day out in this country. And the press doesn't seem to give a damn about all the crime when 78-year-old old men are beaten up on subways by thugs when he asks them to turn down their music in the subway. They don't care about the rampant crime in all of our streets, the violent crime in our streets, and the defunding of the police movement. Oh, no. The press couldn't care less about that. But they really do care when they can make some hay out of an alleged attack on a Democrat. We will discuss this and many other things. The show behind the show with Sean Chastain coming up.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Okay, folks, time for the show behind the show. Our buddy, Sean Chastain. Hey, man.
What's up, man?
Hey, you know what? It's been a rather eventful week and weekend and coming into a new week. You can't swing a cat without everybody talking about what allegedly, and I have to stress, allegedly happened to Paul Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi's inebriated husband. What are you hearing, and what's your take on all this?
Seems the only time he's in the news is when he's getting hammered. Hey-o!
I am so using that.
Well, it's floating around. Everybody's thought of it. So, anybody who thinks he's funny has already thought of it. So,
ta-da!
But it is still kind of funny. It's an interesting thing. I don't really know what to make of it, other than if it is what, you know, it appears to be a break in and an attack, that's really scary. There's just way more questions than answers, though, with this thing.
Well, I think you're right.
Why is there not security when you're Speaker of the House? Could they not get their door fixed? Are they waiting for payday, or what was the deal there?
Right. No alarm went off. There was
Why was there no alarms? Why, you know?
And the responding officers were showing up for a welfare check, not
at 2:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh. You had a cop for a dad. If it's a break-in, if it's a home invasion, you're not responding to a welfare check, are you?
Well, no, but I mean, one of the things I had read was that Pelosi was able to dial 911, not exactly say what was going on, but he just dialed it, so it was like an open mic, and the police, the operator, the 911 operator, could hear it and deemed it to be a high priority call.
Yeah, suspicious.
So, you know, when they say welfare check, it's not like my dad would stop by sometimes and check on some old widow just to make sure she's got food or whatever. You know, this is a welfare check with a higher priority. So,
now, when this whole thing broke on Newsmax on Friday, I basically said, well, here you go. Things are so bad in the Democrats' crime-ridden America that it's starting to impact them. And Pelosi becomes the latest victim of the Democrats' crime wave. That was my take.
Yeah, there's a lot of angles you could take on this. I mean, was it a complete setup to show that it was some crazy MAGA Republican. But I don't know too many MAGA Republicans that are living in nudist colonies and making hemp jewelry.
I know, right?
No, that's just, now I know the Republican tent is a big one. We'll take anybody, but it just doesn't fit the norm.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite that big. And so, you know, there are a lot of questions about all of this. Again, and there was also, the Politico was reporting, there was a third person in the house that answered the door and allowed police access. But then I'm also seeing that the police got access, had to bust down the back sliding glass door. Wait a minute. So they had to bust the glass to get in. Why didn't the intruder?
There was a picture floating around that the glass was on the outside.
Uh-huh. I saw that too.
Of the building. So there's just way more questions than answers. And, you know, for Karine Jean-Pierre to already tie this to January 6th is disgusting. And, you know, it's just, like I said, way more questions than answers.
Yeah. And well, you know, and here's, so I mean, let's just take them at their word. Let's just take the Democrats at their word that this is crime. This is crime. Now, right. they're all trying to say it's a political crime, but we have no evidence of that. There is no evidence whatsoever. He says he was waiting for Pelosi. Oh, you're waiting for Nancy Pelosi in the most well-publicized mansion in the area. The guy lives 20 miles away. Okay, let's just go ahead and just say this is a crime, right? The New York City Police Department is looking for a pair of suspects who assaulted an elderly man on the Upper West Side on a subway train on Thursday afternoon. Approximately 3:30 in the afternoon, this 78-year-old guy asked these two to turn down their music on the subway, and they beat the tar out of him. This isn't making news. The crime that Americans are subjected to day in and day out doesn't make any news. But Paul Pelosi gets hammered, to borrow a phrase, and all of a sudden everybody's dropping everything, and that's the only thing that matters. And see, this is what really sticks in my craw. This is that the biased press couldn't give a damn about the harm being done to normal, everyday Americans. But one of their cuddly, warm Democrats basically becomes a victim of the crime that they've all created. And then all of a sudden, the world has to stop. It pisses me off.
Well, I mean, that's kind of silly to get pissed off about that, because crime happens every day, everywhere, but it doesn't happen to high profile people every day, everywhere. I mean, that's like reporting every day jet lands safely. Nobody cares.
Well,
that's news.
Yeah.
But it's not the big news.
Well,
you know?
Dude, it's like crime happens every day and everywhere.
I get to know. I mean,
is an oversimplification of this massive spike in violent crime that we're enduring.
No,
in this country.
No. I don't mean it that way. I just mean that when a high profile person is attacked in their home, that's going to make the front page. And I don't know why you would get upset about that.
You know,
a guy,
I'm not upset about
a guy
that.
gets beat up on the subway.
Yeah.
Doesn't make the front page.
Yeah. But he's a 78-year-old man who gets beaten up in an environment created by Democrats. Those stories don't get reported because it doesn't get, let's just be honest, because it doesn't get Democrats elected. When you report that stuff. But
right.
The minute the Nancy Pelosi's husband suffers an attack, oh, well, that could work to our narrative. That could work to our advantage. And that's
why
it gets reported.
If this had been an illegal alien bail jumper, homeless illegal alien bail jumper,
yeah,
you would have never heard about this story.
True. Very, very true. Now, look, there is...
that does not fit the narrative.
This is from Just the News, and this is the headline. Elon Musk tells Hillary Clinton that Paul Pelosi may have been involved with a male prostitute, citing local article. Now, I'm just going to read from this, this account. In response to former Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton blaming the Republican Party for the alleged home invasion and attack on Paul Pelosi, new Twitter owner Elon Musk fired back with a local news article that took a different angle. The Speaker of the House's husband was actually in a confrontation with a gay male prostitute. And it points to local reporting that isn't getting a lot of attention right now, but Musk, because of his profile, elevated this. So what do you think about that?
We had on the talk show that I was screening calls for last week, Friday, somebody called with that. I didn't put them on the air. I wasn't going to. But it's interesting. And again, there are a whole lot of questions and not as many answers. So
yeah,
I don't know what to say about that.
Here's the quote. As SF's gay bars closed at 2 a.m., two gay men met in a bar and went home together. Happens every night in the city by the bay, except one of these two men was married to Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, this author wrote. Quote, I might disappear for telling you the truth. If I do, you'll all know why. But here's what really happened early Friday morning in San Francisco. And he goes on to detail with some of the San Francisco police articulating and backing up some of this guy's assertions, this so-called reporter's assertions. Castro nudist referring to gay prostitute seen in California's Castro Valley. That's how this guy's regarded. According to Green, there has been a rumor circulating for years in the LGBTQ-centric city of San Francisco that Mr. Pelosi is gay. David DePape is said to be a Castro nudist referring to the gay prostitute scene in California's Castro Valley.
Right.
Wow. And I'm...
The only thing that... did I pause about on that?
Yeah.
Is that... He's 82 and it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
I don't know. And to be the husband of the Speaker of the House trolling gay bars, somebody's going to recognize you. So
yeah,
either he's been doing that for a long time and it's just kind of an open secret.
Uh-huh.
Or it's completely fabricated.
Right. Well, I mean, we all know that William Jefferson Clinton has been stepping out on his wife forever. I mean, the Secret Service has a code name for his mistress, right? Energizer Bunny. Right. But again, that wasn't.
But he's not going to bars at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, all I'm saying to you is that these, as you said, these open secrets are everywhere. The press just doesn't report it because it would impact, again, it would negatively impact their preferred party. So right. I'm on record as saying this is just unacceptable crime, more unacceptable crime. And you know what, Sean, this is kind of where I'm at. It's unacceptable for a 78-year-old elderly man to get beaten up on the damn subway, as it is for an 82-year-old man to get a hammer to the head in his own home in San Francisco. It's all right. Unacceptable. That's where I am.
Absolutely. Yeah. So pay attention to those races coming up here in a few days. And
yeah, where are you
on that? Make sure you're electing the right DAs, the right judges. Make sure you're not falling for somebody who secretly wants to defund the police and all that. So.
By the way, did you see that poll that came out of Austin that said that the lieutenant governor was up by 15, the attorney general was up by 14, and the Governor Greg Abbott is up by 11? That was such a crap poll. And of course it comes from Austin because that's where crap comes from these days. But it's like, man alive, it was a crap poll. They surveyed registered voters, not likely voters. And it was designed to get the Republican base to go, oh, we got this well in hand, you know, kick back and not turn out.
Right.
And we've been pushing back on that poll now for the last couple of days. It's that's just dirty pool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think it happens every election, so I don't pay too much attention to it.
Really? You think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. I know that I'm voting for political spots to end because being in radio, I'm very sick of them.
I bet. Yeah. I just want this election day to get here so we can have our reckoning and move on. Thank you kindly.
Yep. And I really do think it's going to be the red wave that's being predicted.
You think so?
I hope it is anyway. Yeah, I do. I mean, I think there's enough signs of people just being fed up. I think people tricking pollsters or not participating in polls after seeing what's happened over the last two election cycles.
True.
You know, they that I don't know that anything could be believed poll wise, and I just think there's a whole lot more fed up people out there than people who just say that, yeah, everything's fine.
Now, so. I don't want to put any undue pressure on you, but I this next story, I'm going to tee it up. And there is a particular response I'm looking for from you because you've given it to me in the past and you've knocked it out of the park. Not again, not to put too much pressure on you, but here's the headline. And I'm wondering what you're going to do with it. Here we go. Dozens dead in India bridge collapse.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, that's not good.
I just, man, you just, you got to be thankful that we have zoning and codes. As much of a pain in the ass as that stuff is, mm-hmm. you know, if you're trying to build a house or something.
Yeah.
Just be thankful that there's a really good chance that when you drive across or go walk across a pedestrian bridge, that it's not going to fall down.
Yep. Thank God for norms, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a transition to that. Here is the transition. The norms. Back here at home, we are facing a diesel shortage.
Yeah. I don't know that it's a true concern because they're in the process of switching blends.
Well.
And from some of the stories I've read that there is currently a 25-day supply.
As of two weeks ago.
But they're making it, you know, it'll just be a flip of a switch and it'll start flowing again.
Well, first off, this is what I was hoping you would, well, first off, diesel shortage. You know, you and I know what that means.
Right.
Diesel shortage means our truckers ain't moving freight, okay? Now, listen to this.
Right.
This is from Forbes. These aren't slouches. Everything you just said is true. Switching over the refineries during the maintenance, during the spring and the fall, because the weather is, demand has dropped a little bit in those time periods, and you switch over, you do all your maintenance and all that kind of stuff. That is definitely an issue. The fact that we haven't built a refinery in this country in over 30 years, that's right. An issue. That happens every year. But, and here's the big but, the primary reason is the cutoff. The primary reason now we're at historically low levels that we haven't seen since 2008, and it's even worse than 2008. The primary reason is the cutoff of Russian imports. Prior to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the U.S. was importing nearly 700,000 barrels per day of petroleum and petroleum products. Most of those imports were finished products and refinery inputs that boosted distillate supplies in the U.S. So the Biden regime cuts off 700,000 barrels per day and says, oh, yeah, but we're not going to increase any production here in America to make up for it. So Forbes is saying you just can't take 700,000 barrels off of the market a day and expect not to feel it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's the big driver.
If it's finished product that we were getting from Russia, well, then that's a different story because I'm sure the refineries, once they're up and running again, as soon as they switch blends, are going to be at 100%. And that means they can't make up that $700,000 a barrel a day.
Bingo.
If we were getting finished product.
Bingo.
So if it was crude, then, you know, then that's...
That's a different story.
The
refining capacity is what it is. But because it's refined product and because it's ready to go and because Russia is playing and using energy as a weapon, this country basically disarmed ourselves when we elected this buffoon sitting in the Oval Office and 700,000 barrels, poof, right up in the air with no plan to replace it.
So here's a kind of a diesel related story.
Yeah.
A mutual friend of ours, Steve Lamb, is was eating pie at a local restaurant. one of his favorite little haunts. Mm-hmm. And his pie of choice is a has meringue on top of it.
Okay.
The meringue normally is about 3 to 4 inches high. The meringue on this pie was about an inch.
Okay.
And Steve's like, what the heck with the meringue? Why is there no meringue on my pie? And they said, well, it's because of the cost of eggs. Meringue is made with egg whites.
Egg whites, yeah.
And they said it's because of the cost of the eggs. We've just got to cut back where we can. And that's one of the ways we're doing it. So if there's some more diesel, you can expect to see prices of eggs and everything else just go through the roof. If, you know, grocery stores are fighting to get their trucks there to stock shelves.
Right. And then look at the calendar. What's coming up? We've got Thanksgiving coming up,
yeah,
where those types of goods are in high demand.
Yeah.
You've got Christmas coming up. And if these trucks are not running, you can kiss your Amazon deliveries, which, by the way, as you guys have been listening to the show behind the show, Sean Chastain's Hello Kitty backpack. No more Hello Kitty backpacks for you, dude. I mean, it all goes bye-bye. All right. So that's a big deal.
Well, that and the pending train stoppage. that'll shut down the whole country.
Wasn't that resolved? Didn't the unions agree?
Nope. Not all of them.
Oh.
There is a potential stoppage right around Thanksgiving Day.
That's going to be fun. That's going to be fun. You know, that's good grief. And of course, you can't blame people for wanting to get a raise in this environment. Everything costs more.
Sure.
So, and people having a hard time making ends meet. Well, all right. I've got one more story for you, and I'm hoping, because folks, Sean and I, where we have debated the most, where he challenges me the most and I him, is just how much freedom that our students ought to have inside of schools, GovEd in particular. So I'm jonesing to figure out what Sean thinks about this story. This is coming courtesy of the Daily Wire. A California school district superintendent recently announced that a high school football team, high school now, was no longer allowed to display the thin blue line flag at its games. But that didn't stop Saugus High School players. When most of the team ran out of the field on Friday night, the tradition of the thin blue line flag was absent. Two players then came onto the field carrying an American flag and a thin blue line flag, even after Superintendent Mike Kuhlman announced that they were not allowed to show the flag supporting law enforcement, according to the Santa Clarita Signal. And Sean Chastain says,
you know, if that's the rule, I like following the rules.
Right.
It's a dumb rule. Right. There is zero reason for it. So why this guy, I'm sure it's, you know, just some cop hating lefty that doesn't want this flag flown.
Right.
And if that's the case, it's just dumb rule. So a little bit of a mixed emotion there. Of course, I want these guys, and I'm proud of them for supporting the cops. Kind of like myself, some rule followers. Because, you know, it's like a traffic ticket. If you get a traffic ticket, mm-hmm, the place to argue is not their roadside with the cop. The place to argue is in the court.
Right.
When you have your chance. So not that this is going to go to courts, but there are school boards and stuff that people can go complain to and make their case to as to why this should be allowed to fly.
Well, I think what's going to happen here is this superintendent, as you rightly point out, if you're a cop hating lefty, you are likely a superintendent in GovEd somewhere.
Right.
So this guy's not going to allow, because leftists don't allow it. their rules. They get to disobey the rules whenever the hell they want. But yeah. if like, for example, in the state of Texas, when Governor Abbott said you can't force masks onto kids, Gov Ed said, well, we're not going to follow the rules. We're going to force masks on your kids.
Sure.
So they weren't following the rules, right? No punishment for them. So, but lefties don't allow you to violate the rules when you break their rules. So they're going to come down on these kids. And when they do, I think that's a recipe for elevating this. Don't you think?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Now, I will throw down a very controversial point here.
Okay.
Always had a touch of trouble with the thin blue line flag.
Because it's just not the American flag?
Exactly. Don't go jacking with the American flag.
See, and I've never...
I love the thin blue line flag. I really do.
I really do, too.
And I love what it stands for, obviously being the son of a cop. But I don't know. It's
now,
like
other countries have adopted flags that look similar to the United States. Do we say to them, hey, don't jack with that flag? Well, this flag is different and it symbolizes a different country. So with a thin blue line flag, I've always looked at it this way. It's different. It doesn't have the same color. It says American cop, not just America.
Right.
That's my thought.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's not like I'm going to rip somebody's thin blue line flag off their doorstep if I see it or anything like that. It's just I've always just had, a respect for the American flag that I just don't like seeing it jacked with. I don't want to see it.
Is that what that's happening, though? Is that what's happening with that? I don't think so. I mean, because you could sit there and accuse every other nation that has a flag that looks similar to ours.
I don't know that anybody does.
Well, yeah, you do. Take a look at the world's flags. They're actually, it's Monrovia.
Yeah,
Monrovia.
Nothing looks like, but it doesn't. I mean, the thin blue line flag is the American flag with different colors.
Exactly. Precisely. So it's not the American flag.
Wouldn't that be jacking with the American flag?
No. Because it's not. It would be
if it
like,
were a rainbow colored American flag. Would that be jacking with the American flag?
No, they've got those. No,
it's a whole different thing. Okay,
it's not the American. Okay. The American flag is very, very specific. It's red, white. I mean, if you look at the British Indian Ocean Territory, it looks similar to our flag. It's not exactly the flag. So when you change the colors, you change the stripe configuration, you change the meaning of the flag. Right.
Okay. Well,
that's my point. I mean, the Cook Islands have the Union Jack. In the upper left hand corner,
care about other countries. I'm just talking about this is the American flag.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
With different colors.
Yeah. Well, no, because it ceases to be the American flag when you've got different colors, because the American flag is red, white, and blue in a particular configuration. That's the American flag.
Okay. So I see your point. I get it. Don't know if I'm totally buying into it, but I get it.
Okay. Very cool. I mean, you change the definition the minute you change the flag.
So this thing airs on Halloween, right?
Yeah. This podcast will be happening on Halloween.
Yeah. What do you do? Are you one to decorate?
We're decorated. Three
kids at the door. Are you?
Yeah. We're decorated. Now, as far as wearing costumes, I used to have. My brother, God bless him, bought me 1 year a vintage, actual studio quality Batman costume. And I used that thing for 20 plus years.
Like Adam West kind of looking?
No. This was the original Batman. I think it was Keaton's Batman. So I used that thing until...
You're like the original Robin from the TV series.
Shut up. You're not.
You're built just like him. You should go as that.
Did you have to? I am not built like the original Robin.
Okay. Whatever.
Well, who are you going as? The Penguin?
I'm putting out my my annual Halloween decoration.
Uh-huh. Which is?
The fake sex offender sign.
Oh, dear Lord.
So I don't have kids coming to my yard.
That is so wrong.
It's just one. It's just it's just a pain in the butt to get up. And this will be the first time that I haven't worked mornings on Halloween. So, you know, I would have to get up at 2:45 in the morning, and to have kids knocking on my door at 10:30 at night, you know, it's like, geez, give it a rest.
Well, now.
So I will turn off all my lights.
Oh, come on.
Black out all my windows. No, I'm serious.
Come on. You,
I know.
Dude.
I'm a jerk.
I know. Right? I never pegged you. I never pegged, especially for a grandfather. I mean,
it'd be different if I was there with them in Albuquerque, that we'd be running around together. We'd be going door to door on base.
But those kids, those kids that are visiting your door are somebody else's grandbabies.
Yeah.
Dude, can't you just go buy a bag of candy? And like, be a human being for one Halloween. Come on.
No.
No.
No. I don't want to be either, one, sitting out there all night.
Yeah.
Or two, getting up and down from the couch every, 3 minutes.
What do you call it?
I just don't want to do it.
What do you call a Scrooge on Halloween? Well, is there a name for it?
I guess, I don't know, but I guess that's what I am.
Scrooge-a-ween. That's you.
Now, you've got a daughter that's about the right age for the naughty costumes.
Dude, don't even go there. Don't even go there. And you know what? My wife came home the other day and said, this is such BS. She goes, for our young teenage daughter, you go out there and all you can find is Slutsville. She goes, you know, this idea that this over-sexualizing of our children really made my wife angry. She says, hell no, you're not buying any of that. She goes, what is it with the costume industry wanting to dress up our children like they're whores?
Yeah, everything's naughty this, naughty that.
Exactly. No way. No way. And shame on that industry for trying to over-sexualize up, her.
It'll be as a naughty trucker, like a real low-cut flannel and bedazzled wallet on a chain or something, you know.
Yeah, yeah, showing butt crack and all that kind of stuff, and
sexy.
Yeah, can of Schlitz right there on the front porch. Psst, yeah, hey kids, I ain't got no candy. Come here, have a swig of my beer. There you go, trick or treat. That's fun at Sean Chastain's house.
Yeah, I don't know. So what is she gonna do without access to the naughty wear?
Well, we basically we got creative and we made these slutty costumes modest. You know, she we found her a witch costume that was workable, and we my wife, being rather ingenious in that department, made it acceptable. But frankly it is a disgrace what they're trying to, the over-sexualization of our kids on Halloween. To you folks in the industry, shame on you people. Shame on you people. Hey, man, that's going to wrap it up. Don't go to Sean's house, all you kids out there.
Nope, you'll be wasting your time. Don't do it.
All right, pal. Appreciate the visit.
All right, see ya.
That there, my friends, puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Happy Halloween, one and all. I think we just named the podcast. Folks, do me a favor. Visit a couple of websites for me, if you will. TexasScorecard.com is number one. TexasScorecard.com. All the news that impacts Texas, and if it impacts Texas, it's going to impact the United States. Also, visit ChrisSalcedo.com. There you can find out ways to get in contact with me, email, voicemail. You can book me for a speech. You can also track down the Chris Salcedo shows on radio on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, in the mornings. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. Also, you can track us down on Newsmax TV, the Chris Salcedo Show, 4 o'clock in the afternoon to 5 o'clock, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. See ya.
Ram Power Days are going on now at the Niall Maxwell Super Center in Austin, where 0% financing is now available on a 2022 Ram Lone Star at the Niall Maxwell Super Center.
Two-wheel, four-wheel, everyone's a deal.
Niall Maxwell's got the trucks.